This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, Joe Biden, when we, you know, we played that clip the other day of Joe Biden talking about nurses breathing in his nostrils or something. The dude is gone. Man, would I be embarrassed to be a Democrat right now. But anyway, Biden's gone. He's talking about, you know, it was like Walter Reed and the nurses, they would, you know, they would like breathe in my nostrils. And everybody's like, Joe, please. Here's the good news, though. 19 people saw Joe Biden's live stream. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You can also give us a call, 844-551-8255. Why am I telling you this little tidbit about Joe Biden? Because you seem to think he can win. Everywhere I go, people go, he can win, Kevin. I mean, they're going to cheat and they're going to do all this. Let me tell you something. There's not going to be enough cheating. Nothing the Democrats can do will diminish what Donald Trump is doing, and I'm going to talk about it today. I'm going to talk about it this week. There are anvils, going back to the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, there are Acme anvils about to drop on the Democrats all over the country. They have been disrupted to a level that is unprecedented, probably in any country. Yet again, God has given his grace to America. And so I'm going to prove it to you. But here's what I want you to understand. As you sit out there and you wonder, you're worried, right? And I've already told you guys, there's two things that mean you don't have to worry. One, your attorney, and two is God. And then actually, number one is God. As he says, don't worry. If you believe in the cosmic nature of things and how karma works, you got nothing to worry about. Trump got elected in 2016. He will get elected again in 2020, this year, November the 3rd, because the cosmic order of things has already ordained it. I'm just saving you some angst. Now, you don't have to take advantage of it. I'm trying to save you a little bit of worry time. Joe Biden, the Democrats' preemptive presidential, he's the presidential candidate for them now, right? Undoubtedly. And, oh, by the way, for those of you who want to say, Kevin, you made another prediction, I did. I said Joe Biden would never be allowed to be the Democrats' candidate, but I did say this, unless they lost their minds. So, not trying to give you a qualifier, but, and then here's the other thing, it ain't over. There's still some people out there going, dude, is there anything we can do? Now they got to get behind Captain Demento, right? They got no choice. But trust me, there are a lot of Democrats in Kentucky, 43% of them, that don't want Joe Biden. That's who you want to waltz, I'm going to say, limp into the presidency with, is a guy who fit in Kentucky only 57% of Democrats support. That's pretty, like I said, it's sad to be a Democrat these days. But here's I'm going to put it a different way. It's sad to be a Democrat. You don't have to put anything after that. These days, from the past, in the future, it's sad to be a Democrat. Party of chaos and destruction. Looters, rioting, racist, sexist. They're all of it. Worst criminals on the planet. The Democrat in America. Worst criminal on the planet. You give me your African dictator, your Idi Amin's, and your whomevers, and I will tell you, far worse Democrats here in America. Worst citizens on the planet. Joe Biden, 19 people watched his live stream video, and he's lucky because if more Democrats had watched, they would have went, oh my goodness, Lord, please. Well, they wouldn't have said Lord because they don't believe in that, but they would have said cigarettes, dope, please, somebody give me something to put me out of my misery. You're concerned about a dude who doesn't, let me put it to you this way. If I went on my Facebook page right now and put this radio show up, I would have 45 people within 30 seconds watching my live stream. I'm not even bragging about that because I know ain't everybody got it like that. But, you know, brother looking pretty good. Anyway, here's my deal. I could go on there and get twice as many people as Biden within 30 minutes, within 30 seconds. This guy was broadcasting 26 minutes. Pay attention to me, people. Pay attention. I know you are. I know you are. So 26 minutes, Joe Biden is into a live stream. Nobody watching. Not even us. And here's the deal. I almost think they didn't advertise it. Like, they was like, look, let's just keep this between family, okay?
Let's not let anybody else know about this.
Because I would have watched it just for the comedic value, right? There was none of us following Joe Biden's live stream. That's what makes me question what's really going on there. But the point to it all, if it was advertised, 19 people, 26 minutes in. Now, even if they were keeping it a secret, you know, that's tough to believe. We didn't even have any interest in it. And people are following this clown. I guess we had to go get our hemorrhoids clipped that day or something. I don't know. But that's their presidential candidate. Now I ask you this. President Trump says, I'm going to live stream. How many people are on that live stream? You get it? I think you do. So as you weed through all the things that are going to occur this week through the news, and as we analyze what happened over the weekend, which, of course, I can give you some updates, in every city run by a Democrat, there was a rash of crime. There was an uptick in the normal amount of crime. There was a bigger number of all violent crime from the previous year at the same time. That's what I can pretty much tell you happened over the weekend. It's kind of like the weather report in Hawaii. Hey, folks, it'll be sunshine and 80 degrees. It is the same way every day in every major metropolitan area. And I'm going to play a clip where Democrats don't want to answer the question about all this crime that's going on in their cities, because Republican mayors will not tolerate this. You're not going to see this happen in Republican-controlled cities, because if they can't handle it, they'll say, President Trump, bring in the feds. And President Trump will say, let's bring in the feds, let's work with local police, local law enforcement, but you know what else? I'll bring in the military. And we would get it all situated, but they're not going to do that in these Democrat-controlled cities. So, oh boy, we got lots to talk about. President Trump signing executive orders. And, you know, another thing that I want to ask you about big cities, and we're going to predict the future of what's going to happen in these big cities when we get back. So, lots to talk about. Glad you guys have joined me on the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I like this segment we're calling News Grab Bag because it's sort of a mixture of a lot of stuff. Because there's a lot to talk about, and I can get a little wordy. I ain't gonna lie. You know. But hey, you're still here. That's why you're here, baby. I don't know. It ain't because of my good looks, is it? Could be. Oh, boy. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Here's my curiosity. When are insurers going to stop insuring businesses in these cities run by Democrats? I mean, I remember when I was a kiddo and I moved from Brady, Texas, and I was going to go to Dallas to go to college at the Southern Methodist University, and my auto insurance rates went skyrocket. I was like, well, you know, when you're young and you're on a budget, everything impacts you. You know, it's like, I mean, my car insurance was, you know, $500 a year or something because I lived out in the boonies, and then suddenly my car insurance is going to be $120 a month. It was like, what? It's double. And I called my insurance agent. I'm like, what's going on, man? You know, my car, I don't have no wrecks and all this. He's like, yeah, but you moved to Dallas. And I go, so? He's like, yeah, but, you know, it's a lot more likelihood of things happening to your car. And, you know, I got it, but I never analyzed the insurance business until he was telling me the actuarial, you know, the statistics of, well, you're a lot likely, more likely to be in a wreck with all that traffic in Dallas than you are in Brady, Kevin, huh? Okay, and you are young, you know, and I mean, it was, and I don't remember the numbers, but it was double. I know it was double. And so I'm thinking, you know, now having lived in, and I always lived in the suburbs, but now having lived in the inner cities, because I lived in home of the body bag, St. Louis, and I lived on what was called the South Side, South City is what they called it. And it was bad, but it wasn't anywhere close to North City. North City was like East St. Louis. They battled it out for who could be the most dangerous. But people get killed for no reason over there. But I moved to the city, and people that know me know this story, and I was telling it on Diamond and Silk. They did an interview with me, and I said, my car, they stole the barbecue pit off the back of my my patio, my porch, before I got a fence up. I hadn't been in the house a week. They stole my barbecue pit. Then they broke into my car four times while I lived there, kicked in the door of my neighbors and held them hostage while they ransacked the house. And as I said in that interview, my neighbors were lucky that's all that happened. Lucky that they didn't rape the woman or rape, who knows, or kill them. And I could go block to block because, you know, we did the plotters and knew where all the crime was. And it was just, it's all around us. And, you know, it escaped me because I had a sign in my window that said, we have lots of cameras and lots of firearms. And I have two dogs that are going to give me enough time to get to the firearms. And, oh, by the way, if you don't have your firearms, guess what? You're in trouble with me. So it was plenty of, you know, like warning signs in my house that you hit the wrong place. But everything goes up in the city is the point. You want to get renter's insurance? Higher in the cities. You want to get just protect your home? Higher in the cities. Car insurance? Higher in the city. If you live in the city with just the things that you're mandatory to have, like your car insurance and homeowner's insurance, and or, you know, maybe you have renter's insurance, whatever it may be, it's all higher. And I'm not talking 15-20%. I'm talking it could be double, triple. Even health care. I mean, the likelihood of you needing the health care is pretty good in the city. So it just made me wonder, you know, when are these costs going to become untenable? Because you know, it could come from anywhere. It's very random. It's very random. And now you've got judges that are siding with hooligans. You have mayors siding with hooligans, attorney generals going against people that want to protect their property. Like this not attorney. Was she the AG in St. Louis? You know what I'm talking about? Democrat. People who are lifelong Democrats protecting themselves with firearms. You know, there's Second Amendment rights, and she's prosecuting them. Governor Parsons is saying he's going to give them a pardon no matter what, but so what? Are you kidding? They're getting prosecuted for protecting their own property? And the mayors are we're down with Black Lives Matter. Yeah, you need to be giving up your right privilege and all this. Let me tell you something. White folks, you better wake up and revolt. You better wake up fast. You better start pushing back. You better get rid of these cries of racism. And you better start saying, it ain't going to happen. Not happening on my watch. A Seattle judge is banning cops from using crowd control measures. You got to wonder, is this judge even looking at stuff? When does it matter to them? You want me to give you the answer? It matters when it affects them. The mayor of Portland got upset when they came in front of her house and started protesting and wanting to knock that place down. The mayor of Atlanta, she gets mad when they start protesting in front of her house. But until they protest in front of the mayor's house, no harm, no foul. You can't use crowd control measures, is what the mayor of Seattle has, or the judges in this judge in Seattle has decreed. Police can't do their job. So then what happens? They get mad when Donald Trump says, I'll do it for you. Now they're upset. Unbelievable. What's next in the grab bag? Well, we got a crazy coincidence. This is a tweet that came. A crazy coincidence that the daily Florida COVID cases started dropping significantly after testing labs were exposed by a local Fox affiliate for inflating their positive results by 85% or more. You know, one of my other friends tweeted out, hey, they just passed 1 million coronavirus whatever in America, you know, in contagion. It's only 56 million short of H1N1. And I don't know the numbers, but it was something like that. Do you guys know the bird flu infected millions more people than have been infected by this virus and killed as many, probably more, to be honest with you? Because that happened during the time of Obama. So all the media was skewed the other way. No need to wear a mask and all the other things, the nonsensical things that people are doing these days. And if you happen to wear a mask, you know, fine. But you're going to get ridiculed on my show because you're a sheep and you're capitulating. All you got to do to not wear your mask is say, I have a medical condition that precludes me from wearing a mask. And that's it. And you walk in wherever you want to walk and you sit wherever you want to sit. And wait on your check, kind of like this kid, what was his name, Nick Sandman, got that fat settlement from the New York Times or the CNN or whoever it was, the Washington Post. He won't disclose the details, but let's just say he's going to have a lot of young ladies wanting to ride in his Ferrari because this boy got some money. I don't know how much he got, but he got some money. Yeah, so anyway, back to the COVID cases, the Wu flu plandemic. Everything backfiring. Now it's being exposed, just like the Mueller case. Oh, well, we didn't realize these tests weren't really real. Oh, we didn't realize that people, one guy said his girlfriend went in to take a Wu flu test. She had to miss the appointment. Guess what? She came out positive. And he said, it's really funny that my girlfriend came out positive when she didn't even get to show up. Folks, you're being played. Stop getting played. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in the Washington, D.C. area for the final time. The plane carrying the Democratic congressman's casket touched down at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland a short time ago. The late Georgia congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol later today and tomorrow. He'll be buried in Georgia on Thursday. Meanwhile, TV legend Regis Philbin will soon be laid to rest on the grounds of Notre Dame, his alma mater. Longtime co-host Kathy Lee Gifford remembered her friend on TV this morning.
He was the most grateful person in the world. He never forgot where he came from. And he worked from the bottom up. He was just happy to be on a set.
Gifford spoke on NBC's Today Show. Philbin died over the weekend at 88. Hollywood screen legend Olivia de Havilland has died at the age of 104. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. Two Major League Baseball games canceled today because of an outbreak of COVID-19. Yankees-Phillies canceled, along with the Marlins-Orioles game. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Digging? What if it works in Chicago? What if the police in that city can stop the daily murders? Yesterday, 10 people shot, 3 killed. Wednesday, 23 people shot, 4 of them fatally. Tuesday, 15 of them wounded in a single incident at that funeral home that we reported on. What if this partnership actually works? And in terms of the use of the word peaceful protesters, peaceful means carrying Molotov cocktails and metal pipes and hammers. Is that where we are in this nation? Because the blame lies fully on the governors and the mayors of these cities, which, and they are doing a disservice to the people. They are not protecting them. And I just want to know, what causes such a weakness in leadership and a tolerance of violence and destruction? Is it a willful blindness by these leaders, or is it just a deep abiding disdain for the people that they are there and elected to protect? Because it's disgusting what we're happening, and actually they should be thanking President Trump that he is there to defend these areas. But in terms of the police in Portland not being told not to intervene and not to interact with the federal agents, we saw this coming. It's called Sanctuary Cities. This is just the second iteration of that, where local law enforcement are not allowed to work and enforce, help enforce federal law. So we should have seen this coming for a decade.
She seems heated, boy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. What if this partnership works? What she's talking about, people, is what if the federal government worked with cities in joint efforts to make them safe? What would happen? I mean, what is the worst that could happen than to get people off the streets who are creating destruction, causing your cities millions of dollars in damage? What would happen? Here's a movie. What's the worst that could happen? Well, in this case, streets would be cleaned up. There's no amount of common sense that cannot be applied to this that you don't go, yeah, it makes total sense that they would not allow this to occur. Yet it does. That was Dagan from Fox News. And she says, these are peaceful protests. They're throwing Molotov cocktails. They've got hammers. They've got weapons, hammers, they got weapons and they're in riot gear. And she goes on to explain it. It is a weakness in leadership. Look, I invite any leftist to call this radio show, 844 855-851-8255. Call the show and tell me, Kevin, don't you see how this all makes sense? Don't you see that this is not putting any lives in danger? Don't you see that this is the way democracy works? This is us exercising our First Amendment right, and on and on. I would love for you to explain that, because here's what I'm going to ask you back. I'm going to say, well, when the Tea Party did it, you seemed to have a problem with it, and we didn't carry Molotov cocktails. We weren't spray painting public buildings. We weren't trying to rip down fences. We weren't looting and rioting. We weren't doing any of the things. Nobody got killed at Tea Party rallies. It wasn't left with a trail of destruction that made cities look like third world crap holes. So please explain to me how you can not exercise your freedom of speech and not do it destructively. I never wore any riot gear to a Tea Party rally. And until the last one that we did on April the 15th, where they told us Antifa was going to show up, I didn't even have a weapon. Never took a weapon to a Tea Party rally. I had a weapon with me that day because the cops told me Antifa says they're going to show up. And I go, I hope they do. I hope they do. Just for the record, I did not have a firearm. I had nunchucks tucked in the small of my back, and I was waiting to show some Bruce Lee action, boy, if them suckers showed up, because it was going to be, because I can use them. I spent, oh, geez, I don't even know how many years I've trained on those things. It's ugly pretty, okay? And I was waiting. Now, the other news is that there were so many, Arizona's an open carry. So there were patriots out there. I mean, I saw the bulges. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that, what was really cool is when they go, Kev, you think I'm packing? I'm like, I know you're packing. They go, tell me where. You couldn't. Couldn't see it. Concealed, very well concealed. And here's the deal. They could shoot. There would be no missing on our side. That's what I love about the white folks I hang out with. Man, they don't miss. If somebody's got you by the neck and they're like, you better do what I tell you, it's over. And all you got to do is just stay still, because they're going to get them. Don't move. Yeah, baby. My friends can shoot. But yes, yeah, so she's talking about, she goes on, she says either it's willful blindness or a deep abiding disdain for their citizens. Yeah, it's both. They pretend they don't see it. They don't even care. I've told you people on this show many times, the left love chaos. They love their criminals. See, they want to solve this. They want to solve it. The problem is Donald Trump is messing them up. Donald Trump says, no, I'm going to solve it. No, Mr. President, we created this chaos because we want to pretend to solve it and make people believe, oh my gosh, because let me tell you what they would do. What the city would do is they would let these guys riot for a while, and then they'll go get the gangs. And they'll say, hey, gangs, it's a free-for-all up there. I'm going to give you a couple of weeks. Go up there, roll them, steal from them, beat them, kill them. I don't even care. You have our permission to go make some money. And the gangs would go up there and wait on these white folks and pick them off. And eventually it would, the word in the street would be, man, you go up there, you liable to get robbed, you liable to get raped or whatever. You better stop going up there. And they'll stop. And then the city leaders will come out. And the gang leaders have made money. They've had mayhem. They've done whatever they wanted. They got some babies coming in 9 months that they don't have to take care of. And they'll go, well, you know, as you know, we've cleaned up the city. And then they'll issue a thing for the police chief who has done nothing. But he'll come out and go, you know, in a joint effort, we were working to make sure that everything's safe now for you. Because everybody will be afraid to go. But they'll pretend they've cleaned it up. And then the police will go to the gang leaders and say, hey, look, you now got to go back to your neighborhoods. Get back into the swamp. You've done your part. Y'all think people think I'm making these scenarios up. I'm telling you, that's how things work in these big cities. These guys are just in as big of cahoots with the gang leaders, the shot callers, as they are with an alderman. Alderman, city councilman, whatever. I can tell you this. In the black part of town, Joe, you know, where Joe Biden puts his black people? In that part of town, there is an alderman, a city councilman, or a parish person that is just as good of friends with the gang leaders as the mayor is with him. I'm not joking. Knows them personally. Boy, I knew you when you were playing softball, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They know each other. They know each other. They go to drink together. And what he'll say is, man, look, y'all, you're going to have to get a little pressure off me, man, because I got to get this cheddar. And I'm tired of cops coming around doing this, that, and the other. I'll take care of it. Then the alderman goes to the mayor and says, hey, look, in order for me to get my job done for you, I got to back the cops off. And they'll have a meeting with the commissioner, and he'll say, okay, look, got to let these boys do their thing in this part of town for a little while because we owe them. And that's and I want you to understand, you as a citizen, you have no rights in this. You get killed there, police look the other way, aldermen, they'll find a scapegoat or something else, but you don't expect your murder to be solved. Who's this man that got killed? You guys know who I'm talking about? Black dude in Milwaukee would stand for Trump. Burnell Trammell. Yeah, he would stand with a sign, Trump, 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 whatever, and mysteriously, he gets shot in Milwaukee, standing there with his sign. They don't know who did it. I'm surprised. Rest in peace, Mr. Trammell. Is it Trammell or Trammell? Rest in peace, bro. You know, you won't be forgotten. So, yes, he's talking about the lady on Fox, Dagan, Portland Chaos, and she's saying police are being told not to enforce the law. This is insane. And so President Trump says, I'm sending federal troops, and we're going to take care of this stuff, and the Democrats are mad at him. How dare you come here and save lives? How dare you come here and restore order? Why am I telling you this? I want you to understand how they're thinking, and I want you to say to yourself, what is the average voter looking at when they say, President Trump sees all the murders that are happening in Chicago, all the mayhem happening in these Democrat-controlled cities, and he wants to take care of the problem, a problem that we all recognize, we understand it's happening, and the Democrats say, how dare he do that? How do you rationalize that? When we come back, I want to let you hear Marie Harvey.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm talking about this interview that it was actually outnumbered. Harris Faulkner was moderating this deal. And Dagan, who's on Fox Business, she's talking about these Democrat-controlled cities and the chaos they're in. And the fact that the president deciding to send troops is a good thing. Send in the feds. And it makes sense. It's common sense. You know, I want you to enjoy this because the Democrats are showcasing the level of idiocy that's driving people away from them. And you're afraid. You're afraid of a guy, Joe Biden, he got 19 people to watch his live stream. Now, this is where Joe gets to be Joe. He's got handlers and everything. 19 people cared enough to watch the vice president of the United States, the man who the Democrats want to be president. That's how many people cared. I told you, when Donald Trump got 6,200 people in Tulsa after the fiasco of the China thing and all that, and everybody was complaining, oh, look at him, he doesn't get any numbers. Joe Biden held a meeting, and I can tell you this, with honest to God, there weren't 15 people. 15 people. They can get nobody that wants to see this man. And if you do, let me tell you why you do. It's a train wreck. You're wanting to see him because you're going, man, this is going to be good. Not good is in a good sense, good in a bad sense. Joe is going to screw up. He's going to talk about somebody breathing in his nostrils or playing with his hairy legs or something. Or he's going to talk about corn pop or something crazy. Anyway, I want to go back to this idea around the streets in Democrat cities being so dangerous, and folks, it's no longer just in black neighborhoods. It's in out and about. People, you remember the knockout gang game where black folks would just go around and they'd see a white unsuspecting person and just knock them out? That's happening all over the country. It's scaring people. So I want to play the rest of this clip because Dagan had just talked about this being a Democrat issue. They don't care about their citizens. It's willful blindness or complete disdain of the rights and the protections of citizens. And President Trump has a job to protect them. And here's the rest of it, because Marie Harf, we call her Marie Barf, she wants to protect these Democrat mayors. And so here's what she has to say.
But it's not. And these mayors, look, to accuse all these mayors or governors of not caring about their citizens is really unfair. These are tough situations. A large majority of people on the streets, by the way, are peaceful. Molotov cocktail throwing rioters are not peaceful, and they should be dealt with by law enforcement. The challenge is always how to figure out the right law enforcement way to do that. And President Trump has made very clear that he is going after Democratic-led cities. He has said that, just plain straight out. And so it seems to many people like this is a political strategy to show himself as a law and order president ahead of a tough election that he is couching in law enforcement activity. And for many people, the fact that he keeps saying he's going after Democratic cities and Democrats feels like he's making a law enforcement issue a political one, which we should not be doing in this country.
May I ask a quick follow-up and then Charlie jump in? So, Marie, is there another Republican-led city that is having the kinds of problems that we're seeing in the Democratic-led city? And since I know, well, let me let you answer that. Is there?
Well, look, Democrats have been in charge of the big cities in our country for a long time. And there have been...
It's a yes or no question.
Well, it's more complicated. It's not binary, Harris. The issue is that Democrats are in charge of most
cities. No, it's not a choice.
Violence rates have gone up and down.
Is there a Republican-led city that is having the same type of violent and unrest on its streets the way that a Democratic-led trail of cities is
there
right
now? There are many parts of this country that are
about.
Led by Republicans. There are many parts of this country led by Republicans
that
have
like
very high levels of violence.
Of Portland and Chicago right now,
well,
with the current unrest.
Portland,
I'm not saying, you know, to look
like
at the blotter over years. I'm sorry?
The streets of Portland didn't look like this. The streets of Portland didn't look like this until President Trump sent in federal troops who were anonymous. They don't have their names on. That's what anonymous means. And had them arresting people with no due process in rented...
When you have an S3 marking and you have other markings, you're not technically anonymous, but we won't go there. Charlie?
I love this exchange because you get a real chance to see how Democrats behave and what they believe. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Marie Harf, a person who worked for the CIA. Scary. Scary stupid. She says, a large number of these people are peaceful protesters. I defy you. Go look at any of these clips. Look at everybody most of these people in these clips, and they've got a weapon or they're in riot gear. And here's the other little tidbit. They don't want to show their faces. I don't recall, and by the way, this isn't a mask thing for Wu Flu. They've been wearing these masks for Antifa since the beginning. They don't want to show their faces because they don't want to get caught up. Because they are being snatched off the streets, and I'm glad for that. But here's what she says. Law enforcement should deal with the lawbreakers. Really? So how do they do that? When they're being fought by other people, beaten, and a host of other things. Why does she believe that Trump sent the Fed troops in? If the city leaders are going to let them deal with the lawbreakers, why does Trump need to be there? So it's, you can see she's double talk. And then she says President Trump is politicizing it. Why? Because he's only targeting Democrat cities. So Harris Faulkner, rightfully so, asked a very simple question. And you know it. I don't have to walk you through this, but I rather enjoy this. She asked her a very simple question. Tell me where there's a Republican-led city where this is happening. And she says, not just it's happening in Portland, it's happening in Seattle, it's happening in Chicago, it's happening in Atlanta. It's happening everywhere there is a Democrat mayor. So how's he politicizing it? What he's doing is he's drawing attention to the cities to say to the citizens there, if you want chaos, vote Democrat. If you want somebody to come in and really make your life better and safer, I'm your man. Vote for Republicans. Now, common sense, folks. I always like to rely on that. It's my hammock. Okay? It's my safety net. Do you want to, when you're going in a city, don't you want to feel safe as you walk down the street with your dog and your pooper scooper or your bag? Don't you want to feel safe? When you go, if you go out to dinner, don't you want to feel like, I'm not going to get accosted? I mean, cities are going to be more dangerous than the country, for sure. But at least you have a fighting chance. You know, it's not like you're in Fallujah, right? The problem is, you can't do that in any city. Any of them. There's a big potential that something bad is going to happen to you. So anyway, Harris Faulkner says, is there a Republican-led city where this is happening? And she says, well, look, I love this part. I love when she says this. We all know that Democrats have been in charge of big cities for a long time. Now, what is she telling you? She recognizes the problem. She doesn't want to say it. But because that's her way of admitting, but not actually saying answering the question. Look, we know that Democrats are in control, but they're not the problem. Just because Democrats are controlling these cities and this is happening, there's no causal, you know, correlation between these factors. That's a lie. She knows it is. And she goes, it's complicated. It's not binary. You can't just say because it's a Democrat, this is going to happen. But then, and Harris's point without actually having to say it is, then why is it happening in only Democrat-controlled cities? Because she repeats the question. Is there a Republican-led city where this kind of chaos is happening? And then Harf goes, well, there's high crime in Republican-controlled cities. Where? Name it. See, she could have gotten pressed on that again. But Harris was like, I don't even need to go any farther. You can't name a city where this is happening. And so then what is Harvey? It isn't Portland's fault. Portland didn't look like this until President Trump sent this. Again, I love these discussions. Why? Because we all know this was happening before Donald Trump sent anybody to those cities. If you want to say they got even more angry, I'll go there. I'll give you that. Maybe they did. But they were already wreaking havoc and destruction, which is why he sent them. And going back to what Marie Harf said earlier, why weren't the cops stopping them and getting the actual lawbreakers, as she says, the handful are doing the stuff? Because the Portland mayor or the Seattle mayor won't let them do their jobs. And here's where the circular discussion ends. Democrats don't want to solve problems. They don't want to solve the problems until they can solve it and make it look like I'm the one that solved the very problem that I created. I'm going to be the hero.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.